What about the books that are already sold and out there? I asked him. My book had already been a bestseller and gone through numerous editions and was coming out in paperback. I worried about all the people who already had copies of my book. Those books aren't out there, he explained, once again blowing my mind with his mystic wisdom. They are still in you. In short, there is no out there. It would take a whole book to explain this advanced technique with the depth it deserves, which is why I am recording this one with Dr. Hulen's consent. Suffice it to say that whenever you want to improve anything in your life, from finances to relationships, there's only one place to look. Inside you. Not everyone at the event got what Dr. Hulen was talking about. By the end of the final day, they started bombarding him with questions, all from the logical side of the mind, such as, how can my cleaning affect another person? Where is free will in all of this? Why are so many terrorists attacking us? Dr. Hulen was quiet. He seemed to look right at me, and I sat in the back of the room. He looked frustrated. Considering that his entire message was about there is no outer, that it's all inside you, he probably felt that everyone's lack of understanding reflected his own lack of understanding. He looked like he was going to sigh. I can only imagine that he was saying within himself, I'm sorry, I love you. I noticed that many people at the event had Hawaiian names, yet didn't look Hawaiian. Mark and I asked them about it. We were told that if you felt the urge, Dr. Hulen could give you a new name. The idea was to identify with a new self on the way to having no self, and merging with divinity at zero. I knew the power of a new name. Back in 1979, I became Swami Anand Manjushri. It was a name given to me by my teacher at that time, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. At that time in my life, when I was still struggling with my past, with poverty, and searching for meaning, the name helped me start fresh. I used the name for 7 years. It was natural to wonder if Dr. Hulen would or could give me a new name. When I asked him about it, he said he checks in with divinity. When he feels inspired, he says what he gets. A month or so after that first seminar, he wrote me the following.
Joe, I saw a cloud come up in my mind the other day. It began a transformation of itself, churning slowly into soft, soft yellow. It then stretched itself out like a child upon waking into invisibility. From the invisibility, the name Aua Akua, godly, surfaced. I received this quotation as part of an email message today. Quote, O Lord that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. Quote, I wish you peace beyond all understanding. Peace of I, E. Haleakala.
I loved the name Ao Akua, but I had no idea at the time how to pronounce it. So I wrote and asked for help. Here's what he wrote back.
Joe, A is the sound for the letter A in Father. O is the sound for the letter in O. K is the sound as in kitchen. U is the sound as in blue. Peace of I, E Haleakala Hulen.
I was able to figure it out and enjoyed my new name. I never used it in public, but I did when writing Dr. Hulen. Later, when I began my blog online at joevitale.com, I would sign off using Ao Akua. Very few people questioned it. I loved it, though, because it felt like I was asking divinity to clean my blog by using a phrase that meant, to me, the parting of the clouds to see God. While the weekend training installed I love you in my head, at least temporarily, I wanted more. I wrote and asked Dr. Hulen if he would come to Texas and talk about Ho'oponopono to a small group of friends. This was my plan to have more of him to myself. He would fly to Texas for a small talk and stay with me. While with me, I'd pick his brains about what he knows, including how he healed that entire ward of mentally ill criminals. Dr. Hu Len agreed and wrote the following to me.
Joe, thank you for taking the time to call me. You didn't have to, and you did, and I'm grateful. I would like to propose to you an interview format for the informal visit in Austin in February. Perhaps background for the interview could be a kind of survey of problem-solving approaches that you covered in your book, Adventures Within, Confessions of an Inner World Journalist. I see you being more than the interviewer, and me more than the interviewee in this arrangement. Clarity is so important in conveying information, be it in whatever art form it takes. For example, there is much fuzziness as to what a problem is, much less its cause. How does one problem solve a problem when one might be unclear about it? Where is the problem to be found, to be processed? In the mind? What's that? Or in the body, where most people put their bets? Or both? Perhaps it's not in any of these venues. There is even the question of who or what does the problem solving. As you mentioned in your book, it is difficult to keep judgment at bay, even as one attempts to problem solve using such methods as the option or form. Are judgments or beliefs the real problem? Let the real problem stand up for all to see. The informal interview would not be about good or bad, right or wrong method or concept. It would be a way of teasing out recurring unclarity. You and I would provide a tremendous service if we cleared the waters only one iota. Of course, each moment carries its own peculiar rhythms and tides. In the end, as Brutus says, paraphrasing, in Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar, quote, we will have to wait till the end of the day to see how it all turns out, quote, and so will we. Tell me your thoughts about the proposed interview arrangement. I am not married to it as Brutus is to the end. Peace, E. Haleakala.